Jinn are created from fire. Jinn are other kind of creations of God. Like angels, the jinn's appearance also differs from that of man. In the Quran, we are told that man was created from clay, while the jinn were created from fire. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We created mankind out of dried clay formed from fetid black mud. We created the jinn before out of the fire of a searing wind. Surah Al-Hijr, verse 26-27. He created man from dry earth like baked clay, and he created the jinn from a fusion of fire. Surah Ar-Rahman, verse 14-15. In the Quran, God also reveals His purpose in creating man and the jinn. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. I only created jinn and man to worship me. Surah Ad-Dariyat, verse 56. It is clear that even though man and the jinn are very different beings, they both were created to worship only God by living by the values He prescribed. God has revealed in many verses that both angels and the jinn have some characteristics that differ from human characteristics. For instance, both can transport matter. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He, Solomon, said, "Counsel, who among you will bring me her, the queen of Seba's throne, before they come to me in submission?" An audacious one among the jinn said, "I will bring it to you before you get up from your seat. I am strong and trustworthy enough to do it." Surah An-Nam, verse 38-39. The Quran also reveals that the jinn, just like the angels, were created before man. When He created the Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, God commanded the angels and the jinn to prostrate before him. After that, He reveals that Satan is one of the jinn. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When we said to the angels, "Prostrate yourselves to Adam," they prostrated, with the exception of Diabolus. He was one of the jinn and once only deviated from his Lord's command. "Do you take him and his offspring as protectors apart from me when they are your enemy?" How evil is the exchange to wrongdoers make? Surah Al-Kahf, verse 50. Creation is easy for God, who can create from nothing and with no previous cause. Just as He created the angels and the jinn in different forms from nothing, He also created man as a separate being from nothing and with no need for evolution. The same applies to other living things, such as animals and plants. God created all of these spontaneously out of nothing and without having them evolve. In other words, without turning one species into another. Every one of these is a product of the flawless systems God's might and sovereignty brought about.
www.harunyahya.com